Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I was informed at dinner last evening that beginning this weekend, it was going to start looking a lot like Christmas around my house. I said, do I have to do anything? Because I am hard down on it's too early for Christmas decorations. I think you have to wait till the Friday after Thanksgiving before you can do it. But I've been informed that's not going to happen. I said, well, do I have to do anything? And she said, no. And I said, well, then, okay, fine. Go nuts.
Go nuts?
Well, go ahead and start. But there's a lot of fall things out yet. A lot of seasonal decorating at my house.
Like, not celebrating Christmas, just celebrating fall.
Well, right now it's fall.
The autumnal equinox.
We had some Halloween stuff. Now we've transitioned towards Thanksgiving stuff. Halloween
like
stuff is down.
Bales of hay or gourds?
Well,
or
the Thanksgiving stuff would be like a metal turkey. You know, it's like a real, like something you buy at an art fair. Like it was, they found junk and cut it up and made it into a turkey, and that's out. And there's some small, they're not even pumpkins. They're just some carvings of pumpkins that are, you know, clustered in an area. And pillows at a seat by the front door, you know, that are very Thanksgiving-y.
Yeah.
And now we're working our way towards Christmas, and we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet, so.
Well, Thanksgiving has a certain decoration vibe.
I feel like we gave up on Thanksgiving is kind of how I feel. Why'd you give up on Thanksgiving? I did not.
Who? When?
Well, the decorations.
Is we like as a being nation
pushed.
Or
no,
you
my
as a
house.
Family?
My house. Yeah. Like Thanksgiving is being pushed out of the way.
I don't know when the Nelsons put the tree up as a kid. I can't remember really.
When I was a kid, the Christmas tree didn't go up till about a week before Christmas. Because it was a real tree and my dad didn't want that thing in there dropping its needles for weeks on end. It was up a week before Christmas and it came down while we were on Christmas vacation from school, so sometime in that window. So it was up for maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, I really couldn't tell you. Maybe 2 weeks, maybe three.
That was it. It wasn't up, you know, from Thanksgiving till, you know, Valentine's Day.
Pretty sure it wasn't up at Thanksgiving.
No.
I just remember the pine cone turkey and the wax candle pilgrims that got set out for a couple of weeks, I guess.
Yeah, our house was, we were always hosting on Thanksgiving. So there was no room. We had a small house. There was no room to have a Christmas tree out there. There just wouldn't be room for everybody at Thanksgiving. It'd be like, nah, what are you, crazy? We need that corner over there for, you know, food or some place for somebody to sit. So
Thanksgiving always, well, any big family thing always sparked the idea that dining rooms were just designed completely wrong. Just no thought was given to them.
In the old houses?
Or, yeah, yeah.
I don't have a dining room. I didn't want one. I didn't want it. I just
any place that you eat, you know, call it what you want, but the eating space wasn't well thought out.
The formal dining rooms that I've had just sat
there. Weren't ever done.
They just sat there.
I don't have one now.
Why are we wasting the square footage?
I don't really have a room with a table and chairs around it. I guess it's the dining room, but I don't have a kitchenette and a dining room. It's one room for one purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Don't eat in the kitchen. I don't have special dinners there and then, you know, regular here.
I consider every dinner special.
Sure. So mostly I eat in front of the TV anyway, so, you know, or in front of a steering wheel.
Yeah. I turned the last dining room I had, I turned into a TV room. I just said, okay, this isn't used for anything. Let's make it into something useful. And it became a TV room, and it worked out nicely.
Yeah, that's fine. Smart. But I think there has to be at least 3 feet between the wall and the table.
Hey, if I ever
all the way around.
If I ever invite you over to the new place and there still is nothing on the books or any plans of that happening, so you know.
Just so you know.
I think you're going to be impressed.
For Thanksgiving.
I think you're going to be impressed by the space there.
For Thanksgiving, I'm making an airport run, so yeah. To Chicago.
Oh, you're the
I'm the driver.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How many are you shuttling back? Just one. Okay. So you won't need to rent a van or anything like that.
No.
Okay. All right.
No. Just
on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah.
Isn't that the busiest travel day of the year?
I thought the day before was.
Well, Thanksgiving. Okay. All right. So it's
that's what planes, trains, and automobiles is all based on, which that should be running all the time now, right?
Right now?
That movie.
Right now. It should be on now, you think? Maybe the week of Thanksgiving, maybe.
Well, we give Halloween a month run-up.
Right.
We give Christmas. Yeah. I don't know how long you want to count the run-up to that.
And then they argued about when a movie should be on. I don't know what they do.
We're, okay, Tuesday, two weeks and 2 days away.
From Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Wow. I have got to get on this thing. I got to get a bird. I was told last night to brine my turkey for at least how long before I throw it in my smoker. By my smoke guy, the guy I go to for all the one of them.
48 hours?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. 48 hours.
I'll bet.
When did you become a brine king?
I'll bet that that's just a number of convenience. You know, why not 46 hours? Why not 52?
Like,
why does it happen to
be an exact
multiple of the hours of the day? How did that happen?
I'll bet if you asked Alton Brown, he's broken this down into what is the perfect brining time when it's gone. Now you've gone too long in the brine. And
wouldn't the time also depend on the temperature and the salinity of the water?
What are you doing sitting here? Get out of here. Go to the Food Channel. Go to the Food Network now.
That's just basic science.
Yeah, you're right. Or do you want to go to the Science Channel and talk about this? Because it all makes sense. You're right. There are variables. What's my altitude?
How about the weight of the turkey?
Yeah. How much salt did you put in that water? Oh, I was told, too, for a turkey. Okay, cooking tip number one, because this is a cooking show. Are you ready? Yeah. Are you ready? I'm about to blow your mind.
Yeah.
My brines that I've seen all over the place have a half a cup of salt and a half a cup of sugar for every gallon of water.
Mm-hmm.
I was told by one of my smoke experts last night, smoking experts, the salt, you know, you can probably back off on that a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I was salting something just the other day, and the lid came off the shaker.
It wasn't a gag, was it? I mean,
no,
there's not somebody
no.
standing there going.
Fortunately, it wasn't on the final product. It was in the frying pan, so I could stir it around a little bit and kind of knock it off one thing and onto the other. I was like, oh, boy.
Is it a refillable salt
it was
shaker?
Just a kind
and,
of.
And the top got, wow.
And I did it to myself. Oh, I'm the only person who would be in there to loosen the top of the shaker. So it was me. I did it to me.
Expletives?
No.
Confusion?
No. Right away I thought, oh, yeah, you didn't tighten that down, did you, dummy? It turned out okay, but it was just like
good.
A whoa. Yeah.
But here's the tip that blew my mind when you're making your brine for your turkey. Don't use white sugar.
No, brown sugar?
Brown sugar.
How brown?
Well, he just said brown sugar.
There's light brown and dark brown.
And then the question was, why brown sugar? And he said for the molasses. Gives it a little better flavor. I went, oh, okay, I'm in. I'm down with that. So brown sugar it is. I should have asked him, do I pack that in the cup or is that just a loose brown sugar pour?
I would make sure it's level across the top and all the cracks are filled in. And
pack it down.
A solid, half cup?
Yeah. Per gallon.
Of brown sugar?
Yeah, so.
You don't just want an about amount.
No, I want, no, but I know what you mean, right? But is that a packed or a loose? half a cup.
Compress it down into a diamond.
Well, that's what my mom used to do when she was baking. She would, you know, you packed it in the, and I'm sure other people do as well.
Well, how did you like her dishes?
They were good. She was a good, she made great desserts.
Well, there you go then.
Her dinners, man, that was a jump ball. It depended on what she was making. There was stuff she was really good at making, and there was stuff she was not good at. Well, she's picked bad recipes.
When did you find out?
That I didn't, that her cooking was eh?
Yeah, when I got older. When you grow up with it, it's just like, well, that's the way that is.
Yeah.
Meh.
When
okay.
I, when
there
I
we
ate,
have it, that stuff, meh.
When I ate pot roast anywhere but my, at her house, and went, whoa, this is, what is this? Pot roast? The woman could not cook a pot roast and not just, it was always dry. You couldn't put enough gravy on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her lasagnas or spaghettis, things like that, spectacular. I mean, some of the stuff was just spectacular. Now, I don't think anybody in the world, I don't care who you are, can make a goulash that I could stand. Because goulash is supposed to be like this horrible tasting noodle dish with near whole tomato, you know, what's that called? Not whole tomatoes, you know, but it's, there's chunks of,
dude,
there's, yeah, peeled? Stewed, yeah,
chunk
in goulash. And it's like, what happened? I just had almost a whole tomato. And of course, if you did,
there's a dish in the Wild Wild West. Artemis Gordon has to eat. I think it's burgoo.
What is, we've talked about burgoo.
I don't know what that is. And he's, you know, he's tasting it, and it's like, I think he's posing as a man of the cloth.
Sure.
Manna from heaven. Burgoo.
Yeah, so
is that real?
I am all over this smoked turkey thing. Now I need to find out how many hours you need to smoke it per pound and all that stuff, and I need to secure a bird too.
Well, you got 2 weeks and 2 days.
Yeah.
It's getting close. Well, you got 2 weeks if you want to brine for 48
You're right.
Hours.
2 weeks from today, it's got to go in the brine. 48-hour soak in the brine.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Burgoo, a spicy stew. Yeah. Serve it with cornbread. All right.
Thanksgiving sneaking up on you, Rock? Your family prepared? Have you got anything done? Because you've got hunting to squeeze in there, too, at some point.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about it.
Not even thinking about the holidays.
No.
You know, this kicks off the holidays, right? You realize that.
Thanksgiving does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Thanksgiving does. It starts
what?
Starts the holiday ball
Halloween
rolling.
Starts the holidays, doesn't
no,
it?
No, no, no.
Sure it does.
The celebration of the dead.
And
yeah, but that's that. That's
there's
its
costumes
own.
And there's
there's like a
traditions.
Firewall between Halloween and Thanksgiving.
You can't run the two together.
They're already being run together. Christmas decorations are in the stores along with Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're but running together.
It's not a good mix.
Well,
I bought my
I
first.
Didn't say I was in favor. It's just a fact.
Yeah.
I bought my first new Christmas. Is it a decoration? I guess it's a decoration already. It's a cat that meows, deck the halls. Meow, 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 meow,
really?
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah, I'll bring it in if you want.
No, that's
why
all right.
Yeah. Why do you get those sort of things? Because those are the sort of things that irritate the hell out of you.
I have a whole rubber crate of those type of things. My mom buys them for the kids every year.
Yeah.
You know, different things. And now I've got a whole, you could set them all up and make a whole.
In total insanity choir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. No, I don't get them for me. I get them for my grandkids, but they come over.
Yeah.
Remember when Grandpa had that cat that meowed, decked the halls?
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah. I've got a frog that.
It's instantly irritating.
He does the frog noise for Jingle Bells. Croaks jingle bells for you.
He croaks jingle bells?
Yeah.
Croaking. Musical croaking.
Yeah. He's got a Santa hat on.
Now, where'd you get that?
My mom.
Well, I don't have anything like that. I don't have any musical stuff. I just have stuff you look at. But as complicated as I get is lights, I guess.
Well, Rock's got lights, but he went top shelf. He's got the tree dazzler.
What's the nativity scene situation?
What do you mean?
Do you have one?
Yes, Roger, that I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it made out of? What is it? Is it?
It's not plastic. Porcelain, no, it's porcelain. It's a plaster.
Wood?
No. I think it's porcelain. Could be wood. I don't know. You know what? Okay. This.
What about you, Rock?
Nope.
No nativity scene.
Nope. I've got the croaking frog.
This is
not even remotely close. It's not
celebrates the birth of our Savior.
Not interchangeable in any way.
Like, yeah, this is going to sound bad, but I kind of hate that nativity scene. And this is why, not because I hate Jesus or the celebration of Christmas or the story that goes with it or Joseph and Mary or the three wise men or any of that stuff. Putting it back in its styrofoam
bother you?
No. Well, it does, but that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But there's no definite shapes to where they go. It's like, well, I should take a picture of it before I take it out, because I'm sure I put it, you'll take it out. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Wait, take that. I'll put this in there. We'll move this here. It takes forever to put away. And in the end, I just wind up cramming them into a hole. They're fine.
I don't like the one I have. It doesn't. Everything looks too, I don't know. It's just, it's too much like some Sistine Chapel ceiling painting.
You like something a little lighter. Something a little lighter.
Yeah, just something, more rustic.
Yeah. Go on Amazon right now. Get a Charlie Brown manger scene.
I don't want a Star Wars thing. a Brady Bunch thing. I just want a regular kind of looking, kind of rough hewn.
How about a Garfield manger scene?
No, none of that. None of that stuff.
I'm going to see what the worst manger scene is out there, as far as who's grabbed it and wrecked it.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of ways to do that. How do you decide Simpsons. What's worse?
Well, it's just your opinion. I mean, if you love Star Wars, you wouldn't consider the Star Wars manger scene. I mean,
what do you, is there a scale of blasphemy that you would operate on?
Does that make it blasphemy if, Sally and Charlie Brown and Linus are standing around looking at the baby Jesus, Peppermint Patty?
I feel that way.
Pigpen.
You're not taking the whole idea seriously. The idea of Christmas has already been profaned.
But you don't like the one that you have.
No, and that one's too pasty.
That one's very pious.
It's like, yeah.
How about if the little Hummels? Is that?
That's kind of what we had when I was a kid.
Yeah, the like cherubby
sort
looking.
Sort of Hummel-y, but it wasn't. It wasn't. I don't know.
How is it lit?
I see it.
How do you light it?
Lit? Yeah, question mark.
How do you set it up? Is it in a well lit area?
No, I don't really have a good spot for it.
No, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Where's the manger scene? Well, it's over there, but it's hard to get to. What do you mean it's hard to get to?
And what do you do with it?
But you'll set it up, right?
I haven't always. No.
Stockings.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're hitting all the marks.
I've been at it a long time. I've been at Christmas for like 20 years now.
You've got a tree. You've got a manger. All you need is that croaking frog or the cat.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow. How's it triggered when you walk by?
You squeeze its hand or something. It's got a little squeeze me here or something.
Almost of them are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grandkids love those things. They'll get all of them going at once. Snoopy will be skipping across the floor on one foot and then the other. And I have a ton of them. I have Santa Clauses. Yeah. I have a selfie Santa Claus. Claus that's holding a cell phone, taking a selfie of himself, and he sings a song about it.
The light flash?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, light flashes and everything.
I've got a bear that sings Santa Baby and kind of does a dance.
<laughs>
Yeah, sure, they are.
Of course.
They are a rocket sled to hell, sure, for us, Rock, but man, they are funny when you get a house full of them going.
There's one that even, it sings Shout. I don't even know what that has to do with Christmas. But
you
it's
make
a dog,
me wanna shout.
His ears go up and down. And he, Shout.
Let's put Christmas
how
dog.
How is it Christmassy?
I'll have to re-listen to the song. It's well, probably changed the words to some
but
kind
is
of,
it done in like red and green, or is there holly and ivy or a
on the
Santa
dog?
Hat on the dog or something?
Yeah, I think there's a Santa hat on him.
There you go.
And that
Merry
makes
Christmas.
It Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So a hat on that
Santa hat.
On that dog that sings Shout.
Shout. The Christmas carol, Shout.